there's a pretty good example that I'm sure you can relate to. And I'm going to talk about an example of mine, but I'm completely sure it's happened to you many times. And the example is, and I've talked about it several times here, is the first time I came to Poland, you know, I used to ask my Polish friends, you know, how do you say that in Polish? How do you say XYZ in Polish? No, we've all done that, right? In different languages, like, how do you say that? How do you say this? Again, because we're trying to consciously control the process, right? But what's the funny thing here? Like, I perfectly remember that after asking my Polish friends how they say something in Polish, some specific object or whatever it was, I was amazed at the fact that I'm not talking about a week later or a month later or even a day later. 5 minutes later, I've already forgotten the word. Like 5 minutes. And like I said, I'm sure you can relate to it. I'm sure. What's good, my dear language learning master? And you might be wondering what the I'm talking about, but I'll get to that in a moment. But first of all, welcome to Natural Languages and welcome to a new episode of the Language Input Podcast. And today, yeah, I'm going to analyze the three mistakes that that Sheldon Cooper makes in The Big Bang Theory when trying to learn a new language. Yeah, that's right. And also, I think I'm going to talk about, I'm going to use an interesting dynamic here because this example is going to allow me to talk about talent as a non-factor when it comes to language acquisition. Because, you know, we all think of Sheldon as someone extremely talented, intellectually gifted, you know, even a genius. So this is really going to help me in terms of proving that, like I said, talent is not a factor. It has no impact whatsoever when it comes to language acquisition, to true language acquisition, right? So with that being said, let's get into it. And well, first of all, I got to say that I'm a Big Bang Theory fan. You know, I love Sheldon as well. You know, I had a lot of fun watching all the episodes. So it has nothing to do with that. You know, I'm just going to analyze the way he goes about language learning in the series because I think it's going to help a lot of people. It's going to be interesting. And ultimately, it's going to allow me to prove that point that I talked about, that talent is not really a factor when it comes to language learning. So let's go with the three mistakes that he makes. The first one is trying to consciously learn new words or new structures or memorize things, right? And I'm going to talk about different examples. So in one of the episodes, we can see Sheldon sitting in the couch and trying to learn Finnish, trying to learn new words, and he's actually repeating them out loud. And I don't know if he's using a textbook or a dictionary, you know, directly, but, you know, he's picking up words here and there, like isolated words here and there, trying to, you know, memorize them or consciously learn them. And that's an error. That's a mistake. That's not how the process works. Fortunately, by the way, because true language acquisition is not about that. The way it works is we learn a language by listening and reading when we understand what's being said to us or what we're reading, right? And the actual language acquisition process is subconscious. So by listening and reading, when we understand the message, over time, with enough repetitions, we're going to be able to subconsciously, acquire the language. So even if you're especially interested in a specific topic, consciously learning words about the topic or consciously learning structures is not going to help you, right? And that's exactly what Sheldon's doing. He's just picking out words that he's interested in and, you know, try to memorize them, which is not working when it comes to Finnish, you know? And in this video, I'm going to talk about this example with Finnish, another one with Chinese, and, you know, in several different episodes, he speaks Klingon, but I haven't been able to find any reference as to how he went about it. So I'm just going to talk about those two examples, Finnish and Chinese, but I think they're going to be really useful in this in that sense. You know, so that's the first mistake. You know, trying to consciously control the process with what we adults, you know, which we adults are, you know, so accustomed to doing all the time, you know, in school classes and language academies or whatever it is, that's pretty much what we get. And we all fail that way because it's just not the way the language mechanism works in our brain. It's just not. And it didn't even work for Sheldon, who's, you know, extremely talented, like I said, extremely gifted intellectually, right? So now, my dear Sheldon, I love your character, but that's not how it works. And the second mistake that he makes, and it's, you know, it's, they are related, obviously, because they're all based on the same idea of how a language should actually be learned. The idea we adults have, which is not a good one, like I said. And the second error is he tries to, again, consciously repeat the words, the structures he's trying to learn, because Sheldon in this case, but we adults overall, we think that we need to practice in order to learn a language, that we need to communicate in order to learn a language. And that might sound crazy, but no, that's not what you need. To put it into simple words, you don't need to communicate in order to learn a language, or communicating in a language is not going to help you get better. But rather, your ability to communicate, your output, is a consequence of having already acquired the language, or having already improved by getting comprehensible input through listening and reading. So the main thing is, we need to focus on input, comprehensible input, in order to learn the language. And our output, our ability to communicate, will eventually show up as a consequence. So when we're speaking, we're showing what we've learned, and not the other way around, okay? And this is extremely important to understand. And I'm guessing here, but you know, the reason why Sheldon is repeating those things is because he thinks, as we adults think, that by repeating them, we're gonna be able to sort of automate them in our head, and we're gonna be able to repeat them in any social situation, right? Which we already know is not gonna happen, right? Because again, that's just not the way the language mechanism works in the brain, right? And when it comes to this second error or mistake, and the first one, you know, this example that I'm about to tell you about is, you know, it can be related to both those mistakes, that, you know, be it trying to consciously control the process, trying to consciously learn new words and so on, or trying to communicate or trying to repeat those things because we think that's helping us get better. There's a pretty good example that I'm sure you can relate to. And I'm going to talk about an example of mine, but I'm completely sure it's happened to you many times. And the example is, and I've talked about it several times here, is the first time I came to Poland, you know, I used to ask my Polish friends, you know, how do you say that in Polish? How do you say XYZ in Polish? You know, we've all done that, right? In different languages, like, how do you say that? How do you say this? Again, because we're trying to consciously control the process, right? But what's the funny thing here? Like, I perfectly remember that after asking my Polish friends how they say something in Polish, some specific object or whatever it was, I was amazed at the fact that, I'm not talking about a week later or a month later or even a day later, 5 minutes later, I've already forgotten the word. Like 5 minutes. And like I said, I'm sure you can relate to it, I'm sure. And that goes to show us that that's just not the way it works. That's not the way the language mechanism works in the brain. It's just not, you know? And I won't get tired of repeating it because I know it's gonna help you a lot. Once you realize that, you're gonna be way more relaxed in your language acquisition process or journey. You're going to enjoy the process, and it's actually going to work, right? Because you're going to focus on meaning, on the message, which is the most important thing, as opposed to form, right? Which is exactly what Sheldon's doing right here. Yeah. So again, that example shows us that consciously learning words or structures, or even repeating them out loud, which is what Sheldon does and what I did in that example that I just mentioned, and you probably do as well. When you ask a foreigner or when you ask a friend from a different country how they say something in that language, it's like, do you try to memorize it? You even try to repeat it out loud, but 5 minutes later, it's gone, right? And well, depending on the language, depending on how close that language is to your native language, you might be able to retain it for half an hour. No, just kidding. It's just not the way it works. And again, I'm sorry, Sheldon, we all love you, but that's not how it works. By the way, if you love Sheldon as well, don't forget to subscribe. No, just kidding. Even if you don't, you can subscribe as well. And and finally, error number three, mistake number three that Sheldon Cooper makes is trying to communicate too early. Again, it's obviously related to the first two that I mentioned and to the general idea that we have of language learning as adults, right? But we actually said, there's actually a pretty good example that I had a lot of fun watching, in which after trying to learn Chinese this way, there's an episode in which Sheldon goes to a Chinese restaurant and there's just some hilarious exchange between him and the restaurant owner or a waiter, I don't remember. And Sheldon's trying to say something, but he's not actually saying what he means. Obviously, the owner of the restaurant gets mad because Sheldon is insulting him, or I don't specifically remember, but something along those lines. So the owner tells him to get out, and Sheldon doesn't understand what the other person's saying. So he tries to reply, but again, he doesn't say what he actually means because he doesn't remember the words or whatever it is. So he keeps insulting the guy, and just a hilarious exchange, like I said. But again, that goes to prove us that that's not the way the language mechanism works. And it also shows us that, you know, you've probably heard about, you know, business English or Spanish for tourism, or, you know, like trying to learn the language for specific purposes. Like, you know, what to say when you want to get to the train station, things like that, in which I understand you're trying to give it some context, which is good. But again, it's based on the same idea that the way to learn a language is through consciously controlling the process, through consciously learning words or memorizing them, right? So what ends up happening in these cases, and again, I'm sure you can relate to it, it's happened to me, I'm sure it's happened to you multiple times, is, let's take the example of, I don't know, learning Spanish or French to communicate as a tourist. Let's put it that way, right? So, you know, you learn a few words and sentences that are useful in those scenarios. You memorize them. You're feeling all confident about yourself. You actually get to the country and imagine you want to ask someone how to get to the train station. Which I know right now, you know, we have Google Maps and things like that, but let's use that example. What happens here is, first of all, you just repeat the sentence that you've memorized, right? And in Sheldon's case, it's not even right, but anyway. So you repeat just that sentence like a parrot. And the problem here is when the other person replies, when the other person actually shows you how to get to the train station, in this case, you're lost, right? But you know, you've memorized a couple of sentences that you think are going to help you in that situation, but the moment the other person starts talking, you don't understand a damn thing, right? Can you relate to it? Did it happen to you? Like I said, I'm completely sure that it's happened to you multiple times, like it did to me, and it's funny, you know, not to the person trying to communicate in the moment, but you know, we've all felt it, that we try to communicate by expressing some we've prepared specific structure or sentences that we think are gonna help us, you know, when it comes to just get by or move around in a new city, in a new country. But the moment the other person is speaking, we don't understand anything he or she's saying. And also the moment we need to communicate a different thing, or we need to reply to another question, or we need to communicate something that we didn't actually memorize, again, we're lost because we haven't acquired language. We've just memorized specific words or sentences. And, you know, to add insult to injury, as I mentioned in the previous cases, in the previous scenarios, a few minutes later, a few hours later, a few days, or even a month later, you're not even going to remember those specific sentences that you memorized, which is crazy, right? So it's not going to help you actually communicate in the language. It's not going to help you understand what the other person's saying. It's not going to help you keep the conversation going when it comes back to you. But the craziest thing is, it's not even going to help you remember those specific words or sentences a couple of months from now. It's not. Because again, that's not how the language mechanism works. And thanks God it doesn't work that way, you know? Because I've talked about it many times, but if that was the way to learn a language, I wouldn't even speak Spanish. I mean, like my native language. And so it's crazy. It's just a hardworking, boring process, inefficient. You don't get to see any results. It's just crazy. And, you know, rightfully so, that's what happens to Sheldon, and that he just can't communicate in the language, you know, and when the other person is speaking, he doesn't understand what he's saying. And it is hilarious in that context, but I guess it's not as funny, you know, when it happens to you in real life, right? And yeah, and to wrap things up here, I wanted to talk about that idea that we have, in which talent is a real factor when it comes to learning a language. And again, it makes sense if you look at it from the perspective of trying to learn a language the traditional way, through memorizing, through consciously learning words and sentences. For whatever reason, Sheldon's memory is amazing. Or his ability to remember things is better than most humans, right? Whatever it is. And I don't want to get into that topic either, because that's another debate, okay? But the thing is, we all learn our native languages, all of us, you know, regardless of our situation, income, IQ, whatever you want to call it, because we all have the ability to learn any language when you're in the process. And I'll keep repeating it again and again until it hits for you, because that's what I want, you know, because I've felt it myself. I've been on both sides of the equation, you know. I've seen it. I've struggled to learn languages before when I tried to do it the traditional way. And I struggled, not because of me, which is why I ended up thinking, and that's also why a lot of people end up giving up on languages, because, you know, they think the traditional way is the way to go about language learning. And obviously it's not, but because they think it is, and the process not working, what's left? It must be me, right? It's my fault. I'm not good at languages. I'm not talented for languages. It's never going to work for me. And believe me, it is going to work. If you go about it the right way, of course. If you go about it the same way, the process works for every single one of us when we were kids. And that's it. So that's it for today's video, for today's episode, you know, if you just listen to it. And I hope this episode about Sheldon Cooper helped you realize that talent is not a factor, that that's not the way to go about language learning, you know, memorizing, conscious learning, and so on. And I'm happy that's not the way, by the way. And yeah, ultimately the fact that you can learn any language when you're in the process every step of the way. I mean it. I'm convinced. And like I said, I keep saying it until it hits for you, because it is what it is, you know. So yeah, thanks so much for watching or listening, you know. And as usual, you know, if you have any question, any opinion on today's topic, if you're a Sheldon fan, you know, whatever it is that you want to tell me about, you know, feel free to write a comment down below, whatever the platform you're using to consume this content. Because I'll be more than happy to help you out as much as I can. And you'll be giving me ideas for future episodes. And yeah, so hope you have a good day, my dear language learning master. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye. Thanks.